Today is October 19th. It is the feast day of the North American Martyr. So it's one of our great feast days here in the United States. We've had saintly men and women shed their blood for Jesus Christ. And as Tertullian once said, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. So we've actually had blood spilled in North America, New York, Canada, from the saintly Jesuit North American martyrs who left their homes in France, came over here as the first missionaries to bring the Catholic faith and Christianity to the pagan North American Indians. So today we celebrate the great priests and lay people, St. Isaac Jogues, St. John de Brebeuf, and companions who were martyred between 1642 and 1646 in what is now Auriesville, New York, right near the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So if you ever go on a family trip, make sure you visit the Shrine of the North American Martyrs and these places where these saintly men were killed so barbarically by these North American Indians. So let's take a look for a moment at first St. Isaac Jogues. So he and his companions were the first martyrs of the North American continent. He was a young Jesuit studying in France. He was brilliant in learning and culture. He taught literature in France, but he gave up that a very prestigious career to come to the New World to work among the Huron Indians. So in 1636, he and his companions, under the leadership of St. John de Brebeuf, arrived in Quebec. The Hurons were constantly warred upon by the Iroquois. And in a few years, Father Jogues was captured by the Iroquois and imprisoned for 13 months. And his letters were just discovered about 100 years ago. And his letters and journals tell about how he and his companions were led from village to village, how they were beaten, tortured, and forced to watch as their Huron converts were tortured and killed because they had become Christian. Well, St. Isaac Jogues had an opportunity through some Dutch traders to escape, and he did. He returned back to France bearing the marks of his sufferings. Some of his fingers had been either cut off or chewed off by the Indians. And back then, to say Mass, you had to have your canonical fingers. You had to have your index finger and thumb to say Mass. That was a part of canon law. But the Pope gave him a special dispensation, of course. Pope Urban VIII gave him permission to continue to offer Mass with his mutilated hands because he said it would be shameful that a martyr of Christ would be not allowed to drink the blood of Christ. So Isaac Jogues could have sat back and enjoyed his time back in France, but he had this great zeal to go back to continue to evangelize the pagans and these Indians. And so in a few months again, he sailed back to the Huron missions. So he and a priest, John Leland, arrived in 1646, and they, not long afterwards, were captured by a Mohawk war party, and Isaac Jogues was tomahawked to death and beheaded. And then his companion was killed the next day near Albany, New York. The first of the Jesuit missionaries was René Goupil. He was tortured, and he was tomahawked to death because these Indians saw him making a sign of the cross on the forehead of some children. So imagine that, something that we do after every daily Mass or Sunday Mass, and giving a little blessing or making the sign of the cross on a child, that cost this saintly Jesuit his life. Tomahawked to death because he gave a blessing. And then there was St. John de Brebeuf. I should mention a few things about him. Again, an incredible Catholic priest. He was also a French Jesuit, came to Canada at age 32, and he worked there for 24 years. And he composed catechisms and a dictionary in Huron language, and he was able to bring 7,000 converts into the faith during his life. That's how many people he baptized and confirmed. He was captured by the Iroquois and died after 4 hours of extreme torture near Georgian Bay in Canada. And when you read the accounts of what they did to these Jesuits, I'd much rather have you read the accounts rather than have me explain them. But I would say, though, that the Indians were so impressed by the courage of these men that they actually drank their blood because they wanted to be filled with their spirit and courage of these saintly Jesuit men. Father Anthony Daniel was one of the priests also killed by the Iroquois on the 4th of July in 1648. He was shot through with arrows and, while still alive, thrown into a chapel, and the chapel was set on fire. Father Charles Garnier was shot to death as he was baptizing children and catechumens during an Iroquois attack. He saw the Iroquois coming. He had a chance to leave, but instead he baptized as many as he could before he himself was killed. So these are the 8 Jesuit martyrs that were beatified in 1925, canonized in 1930. And we should just mention that just 10 years after these martyrs gave their lives for Christ, a young girl was born in that same village who would grow up to become Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, who is being canonized in the next couple days in Rome. And Father Moseman is there right now because he is born on the birthday. His birthday is the feast day of Blessed Kateri. So he has special devotion. His sister is named Kateri as well. So they're able to attend the canonization mass in Rome this coming week. So again, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. She was the lily of the Mohawks. She was born out of the soil that was nourished by the blood of these martyrs. So whenever you go through tough times, think of the martyrs of North America. Make sure you go to Auriesville, go to Canada, see the places where Blessed Kateri was born, see the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. It's very powerful. And realize that blood was shed in our country to bring us the Catholic faith. So St. Isaac Joseph Companions, pray for us.